It's the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses. This is the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses.
Welcome to Game of Roses. This is Pace Case.
This is Bachelor Clues. And today we are bringing you a very special episode. This is our second installment of a series called Game of Roses All-Stars. As you know, in this series, we like to highlight the best players and the best seasons in which they played. And since we are now on the eve of the most momentous election in American history, we are now staring into a dark future, not knowing what is out there on the other side of it. Because America is in such disarray, we thought we would shift the focus and talk about something that's not American at all. Something that is, in fact, purely Canadian.
I mean, this episode is arguably one of our most self-care episodes. We're not going to talk about the election.
Except to say, stay safe out there. Whatever may happen, everyone, stay safe. Stay sane if you can.
We proudly present the greatest players from the greatest seasons in the history of our beloved game. These are the All-Stars.
This episode is about who I would call the greatest player in our beloved game of all time. She's got a podcast with 17,000 ratings on iTunes. She's got 1.8 million Instagram followers. That brings her to seventh place in our beloved game. She's only behind the top players from the most recent seasons. And she is now starring in the 29th season of Dancing with the Stars on our beloved network, UBC. This Game of Roses All-Star is Caitlin Bristow.
She is certainly in the top three players of all time, I'll say. I know you believe she's the best. I, of course, believe that to be Nick Viall. And when I say believe, I mean backed up by concrete objective evidence. But I'm not saying Caitlin Bristow is not in the conversation, let's say. She definitely is one of the greatest players of all time. Quite possibly the greatest female player we've ever seen. Just to give you a little background on Caitlin Bristow and her life, she was born in Leduc, Canada, to Leslie Hipkin and Mike Bristow. Her mom, Leslie, was a ballerina, so she had dance in her veins, in her very DNA. She has a sister named Haley, and in her early life, she took that dance in her veins all the way from the small town of Leduc to Vancouver. She didn't have a real plan, but her family supported her in this move when she was very young, and she began attending several dance auditions, and eventually she became something that is the Canadian equivalent to an NFL cheerleader. She landed a spot as a dancer for the BC Lions, a Canadian Football League team. So she basically was an NFL cheerleader. I don't know if many people know that, but she was a Canadian NFL cheerleader. While she was in this fast-paced world of the Canadian professional sports arena, she met a guy who was a hockey player, wound up moving to Germany in support of his career, and wasn't dancing anymore. She became very unhappy. She eventually breaks up with this guy, moves back in with her parents at the age of 27, and became severely depressed, sought treatment for it. She was prescribed Valium. She became addicted to it.
I mean, she's been through a lot. And to come this far, it's pretty incredible.
And she has, you know, we're going to get into her play. We're going to be going through her rookie season, which was season 19 of The Bachelor. That was, of course, the lovable Chris Soules, Prince Farming, was The Bachelor. And we're going to go through everything she did in this season. But I think it's just important to know the context of who she was before she came into it. What made the player we're about to talk about? And what really informed all of these kind of crazy plays that she did over the course of this season to make her one of the greatest of all time?
Can we just go back to one thing that you said? You said she's maybe the greatest female player. Yes, They are two completely different games, The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. But the women's game is much harder. You're competing with, and we'll see, Caitlin was competing with mainstay powerhouses in the game, many of which who have become huge social media influencers since then. Jade Roper, Ashley I, Becca Tillis, Whitney and Britt. Who was Nick Viall competing against? Josh Murray?
No. Oh my God. Who was Nick Viall competing against? Nick Viall was competing against himself. The greatest player in the world was competing against the greatest player in the world. Look, I don't want to make this a whole conversation about Caitlin versus Nick Viall.
Nick versus Caitlin.
Because this is Caitlin versus All-Star episode. However, I'll just say this. I'll just leave this here. He got runner-up twice. He made it through all of BIP. He wore the crown. He also has a successful podcast. He's also been an actor, et cetera, et cetera. Dancing with the Stars. I think, yes, you're right. The game of playing on The Bachelor, the game of being a female player, is a more difficult game because the women are better players.
Yes, by a lot.
However, the success he achieved in game, in my mind, eclipses hers. Because she only was in one season of Bachelor, and then she was Bachelorette.
Here's the thing. She's in fewer seasons because she was that good. She didn't need to crash multiple seasons and do BIP to get the crown. She was funny. She was 4TRR. She made all the right moves. Impeccable timing. Her charisma game. Can we talk about that charisma?
I'm just going to say this. I'm just going to say this. And then maybe we could put this to bed and move on with her season and celebrate Caitlin.
I refuse.
I don't know if you'll remember on Caitlin's season when she wore the crown. Something happened in week 4. Nick Viall came into the season and convinced her to let him in. Then he had sex with her pre-fantasy suites. So if you're looking at who's a better player...
You're acting as if she had no free will in this situation. That was just as much a move by Caitlin as it was by Nick.
Perhaps. This is the debate we're going to have until the day we die, Pace Case. Unfortunately. And it begins here. But again, let's put the debate aside and let's focus on what we're here to focus on. Caitlin Bristow's rookie season. Season 19 of The Bachelor. Chris Soules is The Bachelor. The air date of this season was January 5th, 2015 to March 9th, 2015. And just to give you some context of what the world was like back then, if you can even remember that far back, as we are on the eve of fucking potentially the end of America. Here's what was happening in our beautiful country back in 2014, the year that led into the shooting of Caitlin's season, which would have been November, December 2014. We had ISIS. ISIS became a thing in that year. There was no ISIS before it. Now, when's even the last time you heard about fucking ISIS? For a few years there, that was the scariest fucking thing on planet Earth. Now, I think they're gone, but that was it. 2014, ISIS was the big news. Voter turnout in 2014 hit an all-time low, allowing the Republicans, including Mitch McConnell, to take control of the U.S. Senate. We had the Ferguson riots happening after a black teenager named Michael Brown was murdered by cops without any indictment. Sony got hacked by North Korea that year. So that just sets up kind of the context. If you can remember back to all these things happening, that's what was going on in the world as Caitlin Bristow steps in for her rookie fucking season, her first plays in our beloved game.
It was fucking glorious to watch. And part of that is because this season is absolutely electric from the beginning. It opens with a live 3-hour event. DLH is on a red carpet event that has been set up like the Oscars. Bachelor players are walking around and they come up to a little podium with roses on it where DLH interviews them. This is a full-scale operation going on.
It truly was The Bachelor kind of at its height. Certainly network ratings are sliding at that point, but not where they are now. Network ratings for all things are in the fucking toilet. This is when it still had maximum power. This is when the game had really crystallized. You got the pure format of it. Night one, 10 weeks. You got your one-on-ones, your FIMPs, your GDs, your fucking two-on-ones. It was a beautiful time in the game. And I will say, Nick Viall was in this era as well. She really got to play the game in its purest form.
Now, it's night one. Everybody's nervous. They're trying to make a great impression. At this point in the game, we've seen every type of limo exits. Standees, grandees, blandees, it takes two, etc. And the limos start pulling up. We've seen 14 other women, and some people were trying. Ashley S. puts a lucky penny in Chris Soles' shoe. Ashley I. and Whitney did solid blandies. But no one at this point had done anything truly memorable. Caitlin Bristow gets the 15th limo exit. And this is important because this is right before DLH comes out for his intermission. She's the final dramatic conclusion to the first half of limo exits. And she steps out of that limo and she delivers one of the most iconic limo exits in the history of the fucking game. She walks right up to Chris Soles and she...
The rest of this episode is an hour and a half deep dive into Caitlin Bristow's rookie season, followed by a very heated debate at the end between Pace Case and I about who is the best player of all time. So if you want to listen to the rest of it, it's very simple. You simply go to patreon.com/gameofroses and join us in the deepest part of the pit. Caitlin Bristow's rookie season is literally one that everyone should be aware of because it is one of the most fantastically played seasons in the history of the game. It is almost errorless.
It is a textbook season for players who want to go and win the crown.
We hope you guys will join us in listening to it because it's illuminating. It really elevated the game. It wasn't just about her season of play. It was about redefining what The Bachelor was.
And it was a true joy to go through all of her amazing play. I do think that she is the greatest player that we've ever seen. So you guys are going to want to check that out. www.patreon.com/gameofroses.
We hope to see you very soon in the bottom of the pit with us.